Here's the deal. Go ahead and pens down. Pens down, heads up. Here's the deal. Honestly, I think it would be good. I know there's several questions. Some of them you really probably had to think about. And I think it would be good, if you didn't finish, to go ahead and take that home and to find a time to finish it. But here's what I was hoping for tonight, is to give you enough time to answer enough questions that you saw a pattern. Okay? You might not have finished it all, but you saw a pattern. Maybe you were pleased with the pattern. Maybe you weren't pleased with the pattern. But what I want us to do is, again, we talked about the salt that evaporated. It looked like salt, but it didn't have the potency of salt. I don't want us to just think we're something. We want to be something. I don't want us to just think we're compassionate, selfless, others-focused. I don't want us to just think we're those things. Because if we think we're those things, but we're not those things, then we're not going to be an effective soul winner. Okay? And the problem is, when you think you're something that you're not, then you're not going to be an effective soul winner for the rest of your life. See what I'm saying? And you're always going to blame it on other people. You're going to blame it, oh, they just don't want the gospel. Oh, they just don't want what I have. No, you know, they're just, you know, whatever. You're always going to blame other people because you don't see the thing in you that is bringing the conflict. And the thing they see in you is they're just not real compassionate. It's all about them. Every conversation is about them. Every time we get together, it's all about them. So why would somebody want to build a relationship with you when it's always about you? See what I'm saying? But if you don't recognize that about yourself, then you think they just don't want the truth. They just don't want God. Man, I'm out there. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. Bless God, you know. But they just don't want it. They just don't want it. Well, maybe it's not them. Maybe it's us. Okay? So let's do this quiz and let's be honest with it. And if we start seeing like, hey, I want to circle this, but I know it's not true. And I know this is more true. And I don't like what I'm having to circle. Then we can say, okay, this is something that I can begin to pray about, work on, strive to do better in, so that I can be a high potency Christian that can be effective in the kingdom. Somebody said amen. Hallelujah. So we need to be authentic. Somebody say authentic. We need to be compassionate. Somebody say compassionate. It's 8:46. Lastly, we need to have a willingness to sacrifice. Somebody say sacrifice. The reality is this. If we're going to truly build a friendship, truly disciple a sinner, win somebody to the Lord, we're going to have to become willing to sacrifice our time in order to make that happen. Sometimes we Christians, in our zeal, hear me carefully, and I'm almost done. In our zeal and in our understanding of that lost person's need of salvation, we can push relationships faster than what they should be. And many times that turns the person away from us. Right? Because we don't want to necessarily, it's like, hey, if we have an opportunity to spend some time with the person, okay, this is art, this is time, and we're going to spend this time, and I've only got a certain amount of time that I can spend with this person, so I really got to make it count. So the first 5 minutes into the play date or the coffee, whatever, I got to open up the word of the Lord and start, I got to find some way to start, you know, telling them about Jesus. And we push, because but what we have to understand is sometimes it's a sacrifice of time. that what you're trying to accomplish in one coffee date probably needs to happen over five coffee dates. But we don't want to sacrifice the time for five. We just want to get it done in one, because that saves us four. See what I'm saying? So God really convicted me about this just the last day or two. Lady I'm working with, and she was here a couple, a month or so ago, trying to win to the Lord. And we lost, she had surgery. I wasn't able to see her. We played pickleball together. She wasn't there for a couple weeks. I didn't get to see her. And then we had family camp, and we were busy all week down there. And we came home, preached, left for 2 weeks for vacation. So I hadn't talked to her for like a month. Okay? So yesterday, so I'm praying, all this kind of stuff. I'm getting convicted. God's like, hey, I gave you this person, and you haven't talked to her for a month, and I'm okay. And so I text her yesterday, and I said, hey, hope you're doing well. And then I said, hey, I just wanted to know, I'd still love to teach you that Bible study, you and your sister, that Bible study that we talked about. Are you still interested in that? Now, in and of itself, that question isn't necessarily wrong, but I hadn't talked to her for a month. And in the first two sentences of the text that she received from me, the first one in a month, what am I trying to do? Bible study, Bible study, Bible study. What I should have done is just apologized for not reaching out to her and genuinely cared to ask her how she's doing and just slowly rebuilt the friendship. Say a prayer because she didn't text me back. I hope everything's all right. But just, that's what I should have done. Hey, how you doing? How's it going? I know you had surgery. How you feeling? Is there anything I can do for you? Do you need anything? I just want you to know I'm praying for you. But I was... So we need to understand that we're only going to have a shot at winning them to the Lord if, here, this is so important, church. Please listen, I'm almost done. We are only going to have a shot at winning them to the Lord if we are genuinely their friend. Well, we need to, we got to build a friendship and do stuff with them so we can win them to the Lord. Well, yes, but you have to genuinely be their friend. If we're just doing those things to win them to the Lord, then we're not genuinely their friend. Do you see what I'm saying? We need to actually be their friend, whether they come to church or not. Well, they don't want anything. It's been three coffee dates and they're not baptized yet, so forget them. I've got to move on to somebody that wants it. Well, then you weren't their friend. And guess who else saw that you weren't their friend? That person. And then we think, oh, they just don't want it, and they think, well, they just weren't very friendly. Right? They didn't want me for me. They didn't want to connect with me just to connect with me. They wanted me to do something that they wanted me to do. They wanted me to go to their thing, be a part of their church. Now, from our perspective, we're like, yes, you need to be a part of our church. But they don't know our perspective. From our context, we know, yes, you need what I have. But from their context, they don't know that. The only thing they know is you. Come on, somebody. And when the you that they see is not genuine or authentic or friendly, then why would they want anything that you have or I have to offer? And so we try to force because we sometimes don't want to take the sacrifice of time. And we want to jump into it and jump right to Acts 2 and push, and it's like, and then they're like, well, hey, man, I just wanted a friend. I just wanted a friend. Somebody said amen. So if we truly love them like we say we love them, and if we truly desire to be their friend, then we do for them what friends do for friends. How many friends do you have that are like, oh man, I got 5 minutes for you? Right? It's like, okay, well, we're not going to be friends for very long. But if that's how we are to the unsaved, because, you know, we've got this whole God concept and, you know, we gotta do this, you got to do this, they're never going to connect with us. So we have to be willing to sacrifice the time necessary that we also sacrifice for friends. We can't look at like, well, these are our friends and these are just the people we're trying to win to the Lord. So I do friend stuff with my real friends and then I just do everything I'm supposed to do with these people to try to win them to the Lord. I go to coffee because I want to go to coffee with this person and I want to sit and talk and share with this person because they're my friend. I do it with this person because that's what I have to do to win them to the Lord. That's not what we're supposed to do, because guess who sees through that? This person. What we do for this person is what we should do for this person. I genuinely want to be your friend. I genuinely want to connect with you. I genuinely want to have coffee with you. I genuinely want to hang out with you and do stuff with you. Yes, yes, I want you to be saved, but I want to be your friend. Genuinely want to be your friend. Because guess what? Sometimes our friends that we win to the Lord, sometimes it takes 5 years. Sometimes, listen, let me say, sometimes friends that you connect with that are unsaved, their marriages are good. There's a lot of really good marriages in the world. There's a lot of really bad marriages in the world too. But there's good marriages in the world. Right? And everybody's healthy. And the finances are good. And the bills are paid. And there's no problems. And if they just don't have a real understanding of their need for salvation, they're probably just going to keep doing what they're doing. Come on, somebody. And so guess what? You just keep being their friend and their friend and their friend and their friend, and nothing happens in 2 years and 3 years, but then year four comes along and the floor falls out. And because there's a friendship, they know where to go. But if we just tried to force this and didn't want to sacrifice the time and said, well, man, you didn't want it in the first two coffee dates, and so I had to move on to somebody else, we never get to year three or year four or whatever it takes. Does that make sense? We can't just be friendly. We have to build friendships. If you're going to win someone to the Lord, it's not necessarily just because you're friendly with them. It's because you are a friend. Somebody said amen. Is this all right? So be authentic. Let's stand. Be authentic. Be compassionate. Be willing to sacrifice. I cut through some of that sacrifice stuff. How many know we're going to have to sacrifice not just our time, but money? Schedule, right? Sacrifice a lot of things. You say, well, I'm doing it to win their soul. Yeah, yeah. But that's what we do for friends. It's what we do for friends. Be authentic. Be compassionate. Be willing to sacrifice. And if we will exemplify those characteristics every day, in the context of the worlds in which we live, we're going to be salt. Somebody said amen. Could you lift your hands? Lift your hands and just thank the Lord for his word. Ask him to talk to you, help you. Jesus, we love you. Thank you, Lord, for talking to us tonight. Thank you for helping us tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.